Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is March 1st, 2025, and here are our top stories. Mac Mini Cluster, AI at Airports, Meta AI App, Google Sheets AI. Mac Mini Cluster. Four Mac Minis, each with 48 gigabytes of memory, have been linked into a cluster using Thunderbolt 5, thanks to the experimental EXO project. Those looking to run local AI language models need a lot of quickly accessible memory. Apple's Mac Minis with the M4 Pro achieve 273 gigabytes per second, making them suitable for demanding tasks. However, their memory maxes out at 64 gigabytes, which is insufficient for large language models. The team at CET3003 devised a solution by connecting four Mac Minis into a cluster with a total capacity of 192 gigabytes, utilizing EXO, an open-source software that combines multiple devices over a network to run large AI language models. Although described as experimental with potential bugs, EXO shows promising potential. AI at Airports. Frankfurt Airport, one of Europe's largest and busiest, is embracing artificial intelligence to streamline aircraft handling. Teaming up with AI company InstaDeep, Fraport AG has developed the Intelligent Dispatching Agent, or IDA, which dynamically assigns ground handling tasks using real-time data to ease dispatchers' workloads. Managing close to 1,000 aircraft daily, Frankfurt's extensive logistics include passenger transport, baggage handling, and more. The process involves over 1,200 workers each day, coordinated by dispatchers. IDA, built on deep reinforcement learning, learns optimal decisions through a realistic airport simulator and can handle complex optimization challenges with uncertain elements. Unlike static language models, IDA adapts to unexpected events through countless simulations, minimizing decision risks. Integration is gradual with close dispatcher collaboration, shifting roles towards supervision and support. The technology could interest other airports, though high investment justifies only complex operations like Frankfurt's. Meta AI App. Meta has ambitious plans for the second quarter, aiming to launch an independent AI app. CEO Mark Zuckerberg is setting his sights on making Meta the top player in the AI market by year's end. This new app is set to become the fourth pillar of the company, alongside Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Zuckerberg anticipates that a chatbot could potentially reach up to 1 billion people this year. Additionally, Meta is considering introducing a subscription service for Meta AI, similar to offerings from OpenAI and Google. Meta AI already boasts 700 million monthly active users. Google Sheets AI. Google is integrating Gemini into Sheets, enhancing users' data analysis capabilities with AI-driven insights. This upgrade allows users to identify data patterns, such as correlations and trends, and create sophisticated visualizations like heat maps directly in their spreadsheets. Available to all Workspace business users, the upgrade facilitates tasks like predicting future net income and developing heat maps of support cases. By utilizing Python code for complex analyses, Gemini ensures comprehensive data evaluations. For simpler queries, it relies on traditional spreadsheet formulas. To explore these features, users can click the Gemini icon in their spreadsheet, ensuring their data is in a consistent format for optimal results. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.